going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Morgan Wallen, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. We are live. Today is Monday, April 28th. This is not a rerun.
And we are here.
One of my goals on vacation, and I think I was able to successfully do it. One of my goals was to disconnect. And it's something almost like White Lotus, where when you get to the resort, the whoever it is, the worker at the White Lotus has that bag, and she wants everybody to put their cell phones in a bag.
I know that you had said that you wanted to do something like that.
Yeah. Here's the other thing that helps you do that, to disconnect when you go on a cruise ship to the Bahamas. If you're cheap like me and don't pay for the Wi-Fi, your phone is essentially useless anyway.
Yeah, it's basically a really expensive clock that you carry around with you.
So I was able to disconnect on this cruise to the point where I don't really know what's going on in the world right now. Even the Cavs game, like last week,
they
did not have the Cavs game on the ship. So
did you actually look for it?
Well, yeah, there was no way. Yes. Well, there's a sports bar on the cruise ship. It was a Carnival cruise ship. And I went by and they're like, yeah, I guess there's legalities and there's only certain channels that they can air on the ship. And he's like, yeah, we don't have that one. Whatever it was, TNT, TBS, whatever that game aired on. So I had no idea who won game two. And luckily it was the Cavs. And the Cavs are rolling.
Oh, yeah. They're on fire.
One on Saturday. They go for the four-game sweep tonight. They could wrap up the series in Miami tonight.
Let's do it.
So I know about that. I did hear that the Pope died. So people were actually talking about that on the ship. So I did hear about that. But now I've realized, now that I'm back in town, that I'm having trouble trying to reconnect again.
What do you mean?
Just the usual things that I do to stay informed.
You were only gone for like a week, man.
I know, but it's like some certain news programs that I watch or,
You're just like out of the loop on everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I am. Like I was like, Saturday, I was like, oh, usually I watch this show at this time. And I'm like, you know what? I don't really want to. Like my head is still on vacation.
Yeah. You got so much to catch up on. Like, yeah. Miss a day, miss a lot.
So I hit the snooze alarm on my vacation on Saturday. This morning, I listened to a news program just to prepare myself for the show, just so I knew something that was going on. And I listened to it. And I was like, It's like, maybe I should stay disconnected.
You're like, do I really want to reconnect right now?
Yeah.
Is this really how I want to start my day?
I don't know if I want to go back to the real world.
Hey, nobody's making you. Keep it a happy little bubble.
Happy to be here. So hopefully Alyssa can fill me in on anything that I might have missed. And we're back to doing the usual things here this morning. Good vibes. We have Hash It Out a little bit later on this morning. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back. I did hear from a few people that were upset that we didn't have it last week. But it's back this morning, 7:55 and 8:55. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I'm going to try to not make today's show all about what happened to me on vacation.
I want to know. No, I want all the details.
Well, that's the only thing that's happened to me this past week, so it's really all I have to talk about. So Saturday, when we got back into town, we drove to Florida. So you can imagine, you know, with all those hours of driving, but on Saturday, I'm tired. I'm brain dead.
Oh, yeah. That's like an 18-hour drive.
And all of the clothes that I wore for the past week are in suitcases. And those were shorts and T-shirts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for, okay, I need something warmer. It's, you know.
Yeah,
still,
like give me a hoodie, give me sweatpants, give me something.
Right. So I'm looking for jeans, and I go downstairs to the clean clothes pile, of which I have not folded yet.
Oh.
You know, because that's my job in the mm-hmm. house. To fold the clothes. And because I was on vacation, I didn't have a chance to do that. So I've had, you know, you get back from vacation, you've got all your chores just waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just grab a pair of jeans out of the clean clothes pile and I bring them upstairs and I take a shower and then I get dressed and I'm putting on these jeans and I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Did I really eat that much on vacation? I can't even put these jeans on.
They didn't fit?
I'm like pulling them up and they are like sticking to my calves and thighs. Like I'm looking in the mirror and my legs look like tree trunks.
Oh no. Are they like skin tight in the jeans?
Yeah. And so I pull them up and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. There's no way I ate that much this past week. And I'm trying to button them, and I'm like, I can't do it.
Did you shrink your jeans? Who shrunk your jeans?
Well, I peel these jeans off of me, and I look at them. They're Paula's jeans. They're not my jeans.
You put on Paula's jeans?
Well, I attempted to.
You were like, what's going on? These are so tight.
And then I find a pair of my jeans, and I put them on, and I'm like, oh, thanks. God.
Were you like freaking out for a second? Like, what happened on that cruise?
What? Yes, I was.
Oh my gosh.
Because I did eat a lot.
Well, yeah, usually it's kind of like an all you can eat sort of deal.
But at the same time, I walked a lot. I mean, you walk all over cruise ship. You know, we walked all over the Bahamas Island. And so there was a lot of walking. I thought I was doing enough exercise to counteract the amount of eating that I was doing.
Well, I'm glad that was just a false alarm. Just a false alarm.
All right. We are kicking off a brand new week. And not only that, in a few days, a brand new month. How does that look for us astrologically? Alyssa aligns your week. Coming up in minutes. APT, Rosé, Bruno Mars, The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So a few days left here of April, and then May is beginning what, Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday is May 1st. I'm feeling very overwhelmed by the month of May, just looking at everything that's coming up in May. Well, first of all, May 1st, that's our show-iversary.
I know. Oh my gosh, that's 1 year of our show.
Yeah, so that is something that we'll be celebrating on Thursday. But then you have May 4th, Cinco de Mayo, and May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
Oh, yeah.
On the same day.
Mm-hmm.
But then also in May, Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Paula's birthday. Nobody else has to worry about that but me. Will's birthday. Nobody else has to worry about that but me. Proms are going on in May. Graduations.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing. There's a lot of things coming up.
Yeah, I'm kind of stressed out just like thinking about everything that's going to be happening in May. How do things look for us astrologically? Do the stars line up? Is it going to be as stressful as I anticipate that May to be?
I'm not seeing any stress, but you might have your work cut out for you. but no stress.
Okay.
So yesterday, actually, we kicked off a new moon. Now, I talk a lot about full moons, and if a full moon is a time to let go of things, which it is, then the new moon is the time to ask yourself what it's time to revisit. What do you want to come back to? What are the things that make you happy? So the new moon just started yesterday. If you've been feeling like you're kind of living in a black hole for the past couple of months, don't worry. It's not just you. Apparently, this is a thing. Eclipse season. We'll go ahead and blame that. But seriously, eclipse season is over now. So you should be feeling like almost a sense of like another new year,
so
if you will.
When you say living in a black hole, does that mean that you're kind of like almost like you're on a permanent vacation, like you're trying to disconnect and ignore things going on in the world? Is that what you mean by that?
No, I think more what I mean by like living in a black hole is kind of just like if you've kind of just felt like, you know, when the new year starts and it just feels like, oh my gosh, there's this whole year ahead of me and like the world is my oyster.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like I'm feeling like that right now, but it's April.
Okay.
You know, now that the sun is starting to come out, things are starting to bloom. Things are starting to grow again, which is just nice. And it's nice that it does line up with the new moon. So it's a really good time, though, to take a good hard look at everything in your life. Especially relationships, and think about what you want from them long term. Where do you want to go from there? Do you want to work on current relationships that you have, maybe a new chapter? Or does it look like maybe opening up your life and letting new people in? That's something that you have to work out for yourself, but something to do with the new moon that could be a good idea. Write down all of your daily habits and a one-word justification as to why you do it. It doesn't have to be relating to relationships. It doesn't have to be relating to a long-term goal. But if it's not bringing you joy in one way or another or getting you closer to what you want, then it might be time for that thing to go.
You sound like somebody's boss. Like, write down everything you do and justify it.
I'm just giving some homework. Just, you know, some personal internal shadow work homework.
What are five things you did at work this past week? Write them down.
Send me an email right now. But also important to remember, one step at a time, people. One step at a time. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't overhaul everything at once. Baby steps.
That's the best advice at all. I got to remember that. Alyssa aligns your week every Monday morning on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, got your own bread. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Shout out to your mom and dad for making you. Staying in a vision, they did a great job raising you. When I create, you're my muse. The kind of smile that makes the news. Can't nobody throw shade on your name in these streets. Triple threat, you a boss, you a bank, you a beast. You make it easy to choose. You got a mean touch, you can't refuse. No, I can't refuse it. Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, catch your own bread. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Already passed, you don't need no approval. Good everywhere, don't worry about no refusal. Second to none, you got the upper hand now. Don't need a sponsor, nope, you're the brand now. You're my rock, my Colorado. Got that ring, just like Toronto. Love you now, a little more tomorrow. That's how I feel, act like you know that you are. Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Or just make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention.
I will.
Yeah, these are my only intentions.
Yeah.
Stay in the kitchen, cooking up, got your own bread. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions.
No mentions.
Yeah, these are my only
intentions.
That's all I plan to do.
You've got Q104 this morning. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I guess the Rock Hall inductees were announced last night.
They were on American Idol, actually.
On American Idol, of all places. So should we just let Ryan Seacrest make the announcement here, and then we can talk about it?
I guess we could. Do we have Ryan Seacrest here?
We do.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2025 is Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes, Warren Zevon, and Salt-N-Pepa, also receiving honors, Rondell, Mickey Hopkins, Carole Kaye, and Lenny Warren. Congratulations to all of this year's incredible...
People at American Idol seem very excited about the Rock Hall inductees.
They really do. They seem really jazzed.
Somebody had that applause sign on.
Yeah, they really did, and they were just going for it. Okay. People are a little up in arms about this, though. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that. Who would be up in arms about that? Like, why is this controversial, these Rock Hall inductees?
Well, because last week, fan voting for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame closed.
Okay.
The fan vote was Phish by, like, a landslide. Like, Phish dominated the fan vote. And they still were not inducted. They were still snubbed.
Well, how is that possible? Because that's the whole point of the fan vote, is the fans vote. And then whoever it is, whoever wins, I mean, that's how they set it up.
Not every year. So apparently the way that it's set up is that, like, the fan vote is only supposed to count. And I could be wrong. I think the fan vote is only supposed to count for one vote.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Because back in 2020, Dave Matthews Band also won the fan vote and were not inducted, but they were inducted last year. So if history repeats itself, basically what we're looking at is Phish got snubbed this year. Give it till maybe, I don't know, 2029 and they'll be inducted.
I don't like that. If there's a fan vote for one slot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then whoever wins that fan vote should go into the Rock Hall.
They're not going this year.
I don't like that at all. What is the Rock Hall has, like, some sort of an electoral college set up for their voting procedures?
I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of months ago, Sir Paul McCartney wrote a letter of recommendation for Joe Cocker to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where he belongs.
Yes.
So, like, I don't know how intense this gets. If there's letters of recommendation, electoral college, I don't know how this works.
Well, of course, Joe Cocker's in now.
Yeah, Joe Cocker is going in this year.
So maybe that letter from Paul McCartney helped.
Hey, must have.
All right, very good. Good vibes on the way this morning. I missed good vibes.
Yeah, I need some of those.
Like, when I was on vacation, I realized I enjoyed hearing those good vibes every single morning. And I was, like, walking around the cruise ship.
Just aimlessly. Yeah. Like, where's, like, my good vibes at?
Yeah, hey, what's going on with you? You have any good news you want to share?
Please. Please, anything.
216-474-0104. What's going on in your world? Share some good vibes coming up. The Q Morning Show.
We'll be right back with Confessions, Conversations, and Cleveland with Bill and Alyssa on the Q Morning Show, Q104. Okay. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Avon Lake. We're going to get a good vibe this morning from Amelia. What a pretty name. Amelia, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Please share a good vibe with us.
So I'm getting married next month. I'm very, very excited.
Congratulations! And
thank you.
Is it wedding season already?
I think it is.
Oh, and I had this this really great surprise. I found out, and this happened over the past weekend, we kind of already did all of the bachelorette stuff and everything with the bridesmaids, but my husband-to-be, his female friends threw me a party, and I totally didn't expect it. It was kind of like a welcome to the group sort of party. And it was very, very touching. It was
My God.
Oh, that's so cool. His female friends did this for you.
Yes. They all got together and decided that they wanted to celebrate me. They were talking about how happy they are that I'm in the group and I'm making their friend happy. And it was just really, really sweet. It was totally unexpected and makes me feel so much like I belong with the group.
Oh,
so it was really touching.
Those are some girls' girls.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that happening, like ever.
I haven't either, but I love it.
It's really unique. It's like, hey, you don't have to worry about us. We're just friends to your fiance, but we like you. We accept you.
That's exactly what it felt like. It was great. Because they'd always been nice to me, but this made me feel like really solid. Like they were fully pulling me in. They're like, you're one of us now.
Yeah, like they're not just his friends. They are your friends, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It really felt like family.
Did any of the girls go too far? And they're like, gosh, you're so lucky. Gosh.
I was worried about it. They did not.
But I wish it was me and not you.
Bill, always looking for the drama.
Amelia, this is great. Congratulations in advance on your wedding next month.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. So when I drove to Florida and driving back, I listened to a lot of radio.
Oh, you did?
A lot of radio.
Okay.
I even had playlists ready to go, but I preferred listening to the radio.
Like live.
And listening to what other shows were doing, like other morning shows.
Oh, that's so fun. Because also, like behind the curtain in radio, this industry is very small.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, we all kind of know each other, or at least know of each other, a lot of us. So that's fun. You got to tune into some people from out of town.
So write this down, because I think that I want to steal it.
Oh.
There's a show in Charleston, West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
that does a segment on Mondays called Mad at Your Man Monday.
Wait, I love that. I am literally writing that down. Mad at Your Man Monday.
But first, when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, that is so radio gimmicky. And then I'm thinking about it more and I'm like, I think that would be a good segment for us.
I feel like that'd be a really good segment for us.
Mad at Your Man Monday. Every morning you tune in to hear someone complain about why they're mad at their man.
What did he do? What did he do this time?
And I also came up with a new game.
Okay.
I came up with this on the way home. This is called Guess What Did Not Happen to Me on Vacation.
Okay.
What did not happen to me on vacation? So I have three things that happened to me on vacation. One of them actually did not happen to me.
Okay.
Two of them did.
Gotcha.
Are you ready to play, Alyssa?
I'm ready.
What did not happen to me on vacation? Number one, my credit card was stolen. Number two, he wasn't on my cruise. But I did run into actor Eric Stone Street eating lunch at a cafe in the Bahamas. Eric Stone Street is Cam.
I know, from Modern Family.
Cam from Modern Family.
That would actually be pretty iconic.
The third thing. Guess what did not happen to me on vacation? I won a Guess That Song contest on the cruise. On a stage in front of about 20 people. I don't know how many.
I'm going to guess and hope that your credit card did not get stolen.
So in this game, guess what did not happen to me on vacation? You are guessing number one.
Yes.
My credit card was not stolen.
That's what I'm going with. I hope.
No.
Your credit card was stolen?
My credit card was stolen.
Bill, no.
And we only used it one time. It was, and we used it at a Walmart in Fort Lauderdale. We had to stop. We had no other choice. We had to stop there, and we had to pick up some things.
Uh-huh.
And a few days later, Paula started getting texts from the bank that the credit card was being used at some convenience store in Illinois.
Oh, boy. And okay.
It's like we're traveling, but we did not go to Illinois.
No, we're not there.
So,
okay, so that did happen. Sorry about that.
My credit card was stolen on vacation, but we worked that out.
Okay. Did you actually see Eric Stone? Is his name Eric Stone Street?
His name is Eric. Yeah, Cam from Modern
Cam.
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't on the cruise, but when I was in the Bahamas...
That's a real thing? Like, you actually saw him there? Oh, that was the lie.
That was the one that I made up.
That felt so specific, I didn't think it could possibly be a lie.
I did dream about it, if that makes any sense to you at all. I had a dream that I met Cam from Modern Family, and that's why I used that.
Were you like on the lookout the rest of the time? You were like, where's he at? Where's he at? I know he's got to be somewhere.
No idea why I'm dreaming about Cam.
Okay.
So that means that the only one that we have left is... Wait, did I even play this game right? No, okay, so you did. So that was the thing that did not happen.
Yeah,
so
that one also did not happen.
The other thing that happened, I won a Guess That Song contest on the cruise. I have the video up on our Instagram right now.
Oh, you do?
Well, Paula whipped out her phone because I'm up there on stage.
Uh-huh.
And the cruise director is hosting the show. And, you know, there's a bunch of people in the audience. And I'm up there and people are just getting eliminated after another. And we're down to a few people. And so, yeah, video of me on the stage.
This is like a stage. Like, yeah. This is like a big stage, Bill.
Yeah, there's a theater inside the cruise ship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So at the Q Morning Show on Instagram is where you can see video of me winning the cruise contest.
What did you win?
Guess that you win like a trophy. That's it.
And you didn't bring it for show and tell? What are you doing?
Like bring it into work?
Yes, I want to see.
No, it's so valuable that I I didn't want to transport it from home to work today.
That's fair. That's fair, I suppose.
Oh, very good. Oh, hash that out. Hash it out.
Heck yeah. I'm happy for you. Good for you, Bill. I'm still watching this video at the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
Well, it's even better with audio. So
look at you go.
Watch it in a second. And we're going to get ready for Hash It Out. So Amelia from Avon Lake was on Good Vibes just a little bit ago. And I mentioned, I'm like, it's wedding season. And yes, it is, because Brittany and Savannah are going to join us next. It is wedding season. They have an issue going on in their bridal party.
Oh, of course they do.
Their wedding party. So we're going to get to that coming up this morning. Hash It Out is on the way. Alyssa's College of Knowledge at 7:55 this morning.
Get ready.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Q104,
the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for being here. We are live this morning. We are back and just in time because Brittany and Savannah, they are friends and they are in a little bit of a tiff right now, having some sort of an argument, disagreement.
Not seeing eye to eye.
Let's see what's going on. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what's going on between you and Savannah, because Savannah's here and she's going to be able to chime in and give her side in a second. But let's start with you. What's going on between you and Savannah?
So first, I'm the maid of honor in our friend's wedding. And so, of course, I'm planning, you know, the bachelorette party. We're all excited. It's super close to when we're going. We're going to go, you know, the weekend before Memorial Day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the other bridesmaids, Savannah, she wants to bring her boyfriend on the bachelorette trip.
Her boyfriend?
Yeah, her boyfriend.
Are boyfriends encouraged to attend?
Traditionally,
they're not really supposed to be there, right?
No. So, obviously, I shot it down, like, really quickly. It's not a couples weekend, you know. It's a girls weekend. We're celebrating our bride-to-be. But Savannah just won't let it go. And like the other day I hit my breaking point because now she wants to involve the bride and she wants to ask her if it's okay if she brings her boyfriend to the bachelorette weekend.
Oh, so she wants to go over your head. She wants to go to the big boss, the bride.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm putting my foot down. I promised the bride that I would do everything and I would keep this trip, like, completely drama-free. And that's what I'm doing. It's a no. She can't.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good friend because I had the same ask when I was the maid of honor. Like, any drama that's flowing through that bridal party, you take care of it. It's my day.
It sounds like a threat, though. I'm going to go to the bride if you don't.
It kind of is. Yeah. It kind of is a threat.
I mean, it's childish.
All right. Savannah, we don't want to talk behind your back. Because you're here, we want you to be able to respond to everything that Brittany just said. So please share your side. Savannah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I mean, it's not like he's going to crash the party. He literally would be just doing his own thing. I mean, probably go golfing or to the beach. I mean, maybe check out a casino.
Yeah, but he would still be in our Airbnb. And, you know, I don't. It's weird. It's just not.
How is that weird? I mean, you'd barely even see him.
You really don't see how bringing him would be just completely, you know, wrong and ruin the vibe. It's a bachelorette party. No one else is bringing their significant other. I mean, it's not going to make it as fun of a time for you either.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think you're making it a bigger deal than it is. There's lots of co-ed bachelorette parties.
Okay, listen, I'm really not trying to be a bitch, but I booked this entire trip. I collected all the money from 8 girls. I found a house in our price range to fit everyone. I put my credit card down for a deposit. Like,
right,
sorry.
But I'm paying hundreds of dollars to be there, and we have separate rooms. So how is this even an issue? It's not your house.
We don't want him there.
Savannah, I have a question for you. Why do you want to bring your boyfriend to this bachelorette party so bad?
I mean, this is honestly my only vacation this year. I'm shelling out all of my saved money, and I think I should be allowed to bring my boyfriend if I'm putting out that much money and taking my time to do this.
All right. 216-474-0104. You heard Brittany's side. You heard Savannah's side. Savannah wants to bring her boyfriend to the all-girls bachelorette party near Memorial Day. Is that okay?
No.
Brittany, I know that was you. I know that wasn't Savannah that said that. 216-474-0104. Your calls next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. So the all-girls bachelorette party is coming up Memorial Day weekend. Brittany is the maid of honor. She's put the entire thing together. And Savannah's one of the bridesmaids. She wants to bring her boyfriend along on the trip.
She swears that he will not crash the party, that he's just gonna be hanging out in the room and doing his own thing, not gonna be in the way of the girls, but still here we are. We're hashing it out.
Katie and Berea, whose side are you on here?
Hi, I'm on Brittany's side because I think it's pretty selfish of Savannah to be wanting to bring her boyfriend, unless it was declared a co-ed bachelorette party, it shouldn't be co-ed and he shouldn't go. But I was also thinking maybe Savannah's boyfriend is a little toxic and doesn't want her to go. Like he doesn't trust her maybe. I could be totally wrong, but I don't think she would want to admit that if that were true. So that's also a possibility.
That would be us recklessly speculating.
But see, that's something I did not think of that at all.
It's a symptom though of a toxic boyfriend. Like, he's like, you're not going on this all girls trip without
unless
me.
I come with
you.
Yeah, I could be that. Depends.
Courtney in Akron. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think here? Are you on the side of the maid of honor, Brittany, or do you think Savannah should be allowed to bring her boyfriend down to the all girls trip?
I am on the side with Brittany due to the fact that I heard Savannah say he's just going to be golfing. He's going to the beach. Question is, why even take him if he's not going to spend any time with you? This is a girls' trip. 9 times out of 10, they probably won't all do this together again, probably for a number of years.
Okay. Well, from the male perspective, this would be an awesome vacation for me.
It's a free room, honestly.
Right. And my girlfriend, my wife would be, you know, doing the girls' things, and I'd be off doing my own thing.
Right.
It sounds glorious. I love that.
It does sound like a pretty good deal for the guy. Like, it sounds like a pretty good time for him. But, I mean, behind the scenes, if he's going to be causing some chaos, I don't think that'd be very fun for anybody.
But I don't know. I mean, this guy sounds like he wants to golf and he wants to do other things. But the bottom line, he probably shouldn't be there on the all-girls trip. I am not finding anyone that is supporting Savannah on this at all. I'm scrolling
I'm not either.
Scrolling through the text here.
You know what I will say, though, is I get it. I get a little bit where Savannah's coming from, because I know that these things can be expensive. And this is probably, from the way that she's talking, this is going to be her vacation for the year. So I understand why maybe she would want her boyfriend there. But unfortunately, I just don't think this is the time or the place.
Okay. And Savannah, other people are telling you, you should look into the trust issues. There might be some trust issues here.
Yeah, there might be something to dig a little deeper into.
That's a completely different hash it out. That's not the hash it out that we were doing.
No, I wasn't expecting that. I got through a loop.
Savannah, if you want to come back, we can examine your relationship more thoroughly next time. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. More texts coming in. What if Savannah is the toxic one and doesn't want him to be alone because she has trust issues?
Oh, jeez.
Wouldn't she have said that, though, to her friends? Or would she not want to reveal that to her friends?
I guess it depends on how close they are, like how good of friends they are.
Like,
I mean, just because they're all in the bridal party doesn't mean that they're all, like, necessarily friends. They're all just friends with the bride.
That's true. I was just thinking maybe Savannah could tell Brittany, you know, I don't trust him being alone on his own. And that's a problem in itself, but something that she should examine if that were true.
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably just leave him at home for this one.
216-474-0104. If you have anything further on Hash It Out, Alyssa watched the video that we posted on the Q Instagram page this morning. And that is the moment for the first time in my life that I pretty much won anything. I won a song competition on the cruise.
He did so good. He was up on a... When you said a stage, I wasn't expecting like a full-blown theater stage.
Yeah, it was like being on American Idol.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looked like. And he won, and he was jumping up and down, and it was crazy.
To set the stage for you a little bit, because on cruise ships, they've got constant entertainment.
They have
trivia and games all the live long day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the night prior, there was this 90s song, guess that 90s song.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling the family, I'm like, I'm going to rock this. And it was like a 20-song challenge. They played 90s songs. And just the clip of the song, and then I had to guess it. And I went 18 for 20.
Oh, close.
I missed two. In fact, I should have had the clip ready of the one that I missed, because you would yell at me. Let me see if I can just grab it like really quick. You're going to be so mad.
And if you haven't seen this video of him winning, by the way, it is on our Instagram right now. You can check it out at the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
Here's what I missed in the 90s challenge. You're going to be so mad at me.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
I could not think of the name of the song.
I'm so mad at you.
Green Day. I could not think of the words basket case. It just did not enter my mind.
I'm very disappointed.
But then the next night, I redeem myself in this guess the song. So here's what happened. I'm up on stage, and what you're supposed to do is, if you know the lyrics to the song, you're supposed to step forward, and then you have to go to, when they stop the song, you have to finish the lyrics, right?
At the microphone, yeah.
At the microphone. And it was down, like, I was, like, too shy to do it. Like, I wasn't confident in some of the songs prior, but it was down to the point where I was going to be eliminated if I didn't step forward and pick a song. And so this song came on, and then I stepped forward. And I'm trying to remember the lyrics.
Will he do it?
With somebody who loves me.
That's Bill Ryan right there. There he is.
And the crowd goes crazy.
Oh, I love that. Big win for Bill.
I redeem my... What I was thinking at the time was, I finally redeemed myself in front of my children, who were... They saw me lose the night before on the 90s contest. And then I lost like some Harry Potter trivia contest earlier that day. And they're like, Dad really doesn't know as much as he says he does.
No, but then you got up there and you knew your stuff.
Then I nailed it. All right. So again, that video at the Q Morning Show on Instagram. We've got more fun and games this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back. I know people were mad that it was gone last week.
But we're back at it this week.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We need someone to play in less than 10 minutes.
Wake up!
The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
My morning soundtrack.
The only station I wake up with.
On Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Dustin in Garfield Heights is next in the hot seat as we kick off a new week of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct, then Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. If I have insomnia, what is that affecting?
Your sleep.
Question 2. What fast food chain just brought back their crispy chicken nuggets?
No, I don't eat fast food very often. McDonald's. Burger King, I don't know. McDonald's.
All right. Question 3. It's the capital of Cuba. It's also a Camila Cabello song.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Let's go to question 4. In the olden days, if a person's trade was cobbler, they worked with what?
Oh, my God. I'm blanking.
No answer?
No answer.
All right. Final question. This is only a yes or no question. Does a raccoon have opposable thumbs?
Yes.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? So, Dustin, I mentioned that Alyssa a lot of times has trouble with the College of Knowledge that we play on Mondays at 7:55.
Okay.
Apparently you do as well, because you only got 1 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh. I believe it.
So what you're banking on here, Dustin, is Alyssa to also have a very rough morning. And it's very possible.
I should just hang up now.
No, don't do that. So here is Alyssa. Alyssa, meet Dustin in Garfield Heights.
Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning.
I was telling Dustin that Monday mornings at this time, sometimes it's rough when you play Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I'm not going to lie. It is.
So Dustin is hoping for the same today, okay?
Oh, I failed.
I'm not even going to tell you how he did.
Okay, let's see.
Let's just jump in with your 5 questions. We'll tally it up at the end. Question 1, if I have insomnia, what is that affecting?
Your sleep.
Question 2, what fast food chain just brought back their crispy chicken nuggets?
Wendy's?
Sorry, it's Taco Bell.
They have chicken nuggets?
They did back in December. Wow. Sold out.
Really?
And brought them back. They're now available at Taco Bell.
Okay, well, now I am intrigued.
Question 3. It's the capital of Cuba. It's also a Camila Cabello song.
Havana, una na.
Havana is correct. Question 4. In the olden days, if a person's trade was a cobbler, they worked with what?
Was that shoes?
Shoes.
Yes.
Is correct.
I didn't say it.
Final question. Does a raccoon have opposable thumbs?
Can you say that animal one more time?
It's the wily raccoon. Does it have, you're shaking your head. Is your answer no, they don't have opposable thumbs?
No, I'm shaking my head at you.
What?
Saying raccoon.
It's the raccoon.
Raccoon. It's a raccoon.
Dustin, is it raccoon or raccoon?
Raccoon.
Dustin, you are correct.
Y'all crazy.
I think it's just you, Bill. But I'm going to say they do have opposable thumbs.
No, I'm sorry.
No?
No, they are very wily. They get into places that they're not supposed to. They open up jars. But they do not have opposable thumbs.
Wow, okay.
Dustin, you didn't do well today during Alyssa's College of Knowledge, but hopefully you learned things.
I did.
And really, that's the most important thing. Dustin, hang on the line. We have fantastic prizes for you. We're going to hook you up, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you. My name is Dustin, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I don't want to get all sportsy on you, Alyssa, but we have a new quarterback. Another one.
Another one.
Another quarterback on the Cleveland Browns. So obviously, this is very in-depth. This is very complicated. But the Browns have added Shedeur Sanders. They drafted him. The NFL draft was over the weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they drafted Shedeur Sanders. Now, Shedeur Sanders was predicted by some people to be drafted by the Browns in the first round. So back on Thursday night.
Okay.
Because the Browns had the number two selection. They went into a different direction. They didn't select Shedeur. But the thing is that Shedeur Sanders, who, by the way, is the son of former NFL player Deion Sanders and also his coach. See, this is also kind of, like, Alyssa's just staring at me like, this is so complicated. Like, why? All right, I'll just try to get to this.
I feel like somebody could probably meme my face right now because I'm just like, crickets.
This was a big deal in the sports world.
Okay.
Okay? So Shedeur was supposed to be drafted, if not by the Browns, at least in the first round. And he wasn't. And then he wasn't drafted in the second round. And then he wasn't drafted in the third round. And so we get all the way to the fifth round, and then finally the Browns trade up, and they draft Shedeur Sanders.
Okay? So he's right on the Browns.
So you're with me so far, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So it's a big deal. I mean, this is really the talk of the entire draft is, what's going on? When is Shedeur Sanders going to be drafted? It's really the highlight of the entire weekend. And these two kids, well, here's how I found out about this. When I was listening to the Shedeur Sanders press conference, and locally, Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com asked Shedeur about the prank that was played on him during the draft. And I had no idea what she was talking about.
Somebody played a prank on him during the draft?
Yes.
Okay.
So as he kept falling during the draft and no teams were taking him, these two fraternity guys posted a video of themselves calling Shedeur Sanders on his cell phone. Now, Shedeur Sanders has a live stream on him the entire time. And so you can see everything that Shedeur Sanders is doing during the draft. And he answers the phone, and this is what happened.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Ready to go!
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man.
No, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, yes, sir. Let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ready to go!
What does that mean?
What? What did he say?
I don't know.
Are you going to ask us what it means and you was on the phone?
You heard that? He said you're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
And so this is all on the live stream. And Shedeur is obviously very confused. And you heard the kids,
well,
right?
Yeah, I'd be confused too.
Yeah. So we find out that these two kids, I think they go to Ole Miss.
Okay.
One of them is the son of the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. All right. His name is Jax Ulbrich.
Whoa. When you said sports drama, I wasn't expecting it to be this juicy.
So apparently this kid, at some point, his dad, Jeff, had his iPad open, and this kid saw the cell phone number for Shedeur Sanders on his dad's iPad, wrote it down, and then filmed himself pranking Shedeur Sanders on his live stream.
Oh, I don't know how old this kid is, but he's so grounded.
He's in college.
Oh, he somehow is still so grounded, though. I just know he is.
So the kid has apologized. He wrote an Instagram post and...
Yeah, because that's not cool. Like, that's actually really not cool to do that.
But the Falcons have come out and said they are not going to fire Jeff Ulbrich over this. And that was the part that I was like, oh, good. Because his son, who is being an idiot, could have got his dad fired from his job.
Absolutely.
From the Falcons.
His dad totally could have gotten fired. And then this would have made it so much worse than it. Like, I'm glad that at least this story has a happy ending. But, like, dang. Yeah. Keep the prank calls to, like, middle school.
I
like, they should not exit middle school.
No, I actually, when I saw the video, I was like, oh man, you could have pulled this off so much better. Like, cause he was pretending to be the GM for the New Orleans Saints, but I think he could have done such a better job. Like, if he would have thought it through before he actually.
Yeah, it sounded like he was not even expecting to get through. Yeah. And he was like, oh no, like, what do I do now?
Like, I'm just going to get voicemail. But then Shedeur Sanders, picks up the phone.
Oh, boy.
All right, Shedeur Sanders, welcome to the Browns. Hopefully that's the most drama that you'll have to put up with anytime soon.
Yeah, welcome to Cleveland.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play again this morning, 8:55. Chapel Road. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're going to try out something new this morning, and we need your help with it. Because I'm pitching this to Alyssa this morning, because on my recent vacation, we drove down to Florida. We drove down, Saturday of last week, came back this past Saturday.
18 hours in a car, there and back.
I enjoy driving more than flying. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I do. I really enjoy driving more than flying. And I had my phone loaded up with playlists all ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself listening to radio more often than not. And maybe that's because of what I do for a living. I also think it's just, it's like somebody else is in control.
Right.
Like, you decide what I listen to.
You get to just be, like, relaxing, listening, and taking it all in.
And I kind of like that. So I was listening to, I didn't actually get to hear the segment, but I heard the promo for a morning show in Charleston, West Virginia. And they were like, coming up on Monday, we've got Mad at Your Man Monday.
That's such a great segment. Mad at Your Man Monday. Because it's like coming right after the weekend. Like, what did your man do this weekend that just really got you going? Grinds your gears.
That's exactly the segment. Like, you didn't even hear the promo. You have never heard the show, and yet you know exactly what the segment is about. And that's why I think it's a great segment, because I immediately thought, I was like, wow, that is so, like, radio cheesy, Mad at Your Man Monday. And I'm like, wait a minute, we do that on our show all
that's
the time.
That's us. That's literally us.
We have Red Flag Friday.
Right.
We have Hash It Out Tuesday. I don't know what else we have. I think we should at least attempt to steal it.
Yeah, let's give it a go. Did your man do anything this weekend to make you mad?
And I have the perfect story if this doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, Paula?
Oh, yeah.
Is Paula mad at you?
She's mad at me right now.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, Mad at Your Man Monday. It doesn't have to be like your...
It doesn't have to be like serious.
Yeah, you're not going to file for divorce over this, but...
Hopefully.
You're mad at your man. 216-474-0104. Call now. The Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Mad at Your Man Monday. I'm not ready to give up on it yet.
No, I think it's new. It's new. You got to give it a second. We need an example.
Maybe no one out there is mad at their man.
Maybe everybody is just...
Everybody's happy.
Happy and dandy and no drama today.
It's fine. I will prime the pump with the story of why Paula is mad at me this morning. She's still mad at me.
Yeah, you guys just got back from vacation. What could she possibly be mad at you about?
And this is completely my fault. This is me not paying attention to small details, which sometimes will happen. Details will slip through the cracks with me. So as I mentioned previously, we drove down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We left on Saturday Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we took our time and we enjoyed ourselves. We stopped in Jacksonville. We stopped in Daytona Beach to visit some friends. We made it down to Miami in plenty of time. I watched the Cavs game one at a sports bar in Miami.
Nice.
It was fine. A leisurely drive down to Florida. But I knew that I had to be back in Cleveland on Saturday at 12:30. Because I had a commitment. I was asked to do something and I committed. I said yes. And I did this like months ago and I said, yes, I'm going to do it. I hate to be very vague here, but the people haven't given me permission to talk about what it is I was doing on Saturday, but it was something that I couldn't get out of. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. Something that I had to be back Saturday by 12:30. And when I committed to it, I said, I'm on vacation that week, but yes, the cruise ship docks on Thursday.
Okay.
I said, I will be back in Cleveland plenty of time.
That was going to be my question. Okay, mm-hmm. So you have a commitment in Cleveland, 12:30 on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
off the boat on Thursday. So what time did you get on the road?
Okay, well, here's the issue. Because when I the week of vacation, when I finally looked at my vacation itinerary,
uh-huh.
I realized that I wasn't going to get off the boat until Friday morning, not Thursday morning.
Oh, that changes things.
Friday morning.
Okay, so now you got to haul your butt back to Cleveland from Florida in one day? And you did this on purpose?
Well, I had to. I felt like I had no other choice. I could not get out of the commitment, and it was my fault. So
it was not as leisurely getting back, I assume.
Oh no, not at all.
No, you were probably speed demoning.
No, I didn't speed. I kind of like threw my hands up in the air and I'm like, whatever happens, happens. I got myself into this mess and I'll get myself out of this mess. And of course there was like so much more traffic on the way back up than there
was
down. So it took 22 hours. To drive back. We arrived back in Cleveland 6 a.m. We left 8 a.m. on Friday morning, got back in Cleveland at 6 a.m.
Wait, and you drove straight
Saturday
through.
Morning.
You didn't stop?
Paula drove a lot. She helped out a
but
lot.
But you didn't sleep. Like, you didn't, like,
no, I didn't
lay
sleep.
Your head down on a bed somewhere in between that.
Not at all.
Straight shot.
Drove all night.
That's a Midwest dad right there. Yes, it is.
I don't recommend it.
I bet you don't.
And that is why Paula is mad at her man on Monday.
Because he overextended and overcommitted himself.
The whole family was exhausted all day on Saturday.
Man, so you get back from vacation and then just immediately go, go, go.
I need another vacation after getting ourselves home from vacation.
Yeah, geez, you're very brave.
Morgan Wallen, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I feel so disconnected by anything going on in the world right now after you get back from a week's vacation. And Alyssa, when she came in this morning, she's like, did you hear about Lana Del Rey kissing Morgan Wallen? And I'm like, no, I didn't. What is that about?
Okay, well, first of all, Lana is now a married woman, but she was at Stagecoach this past weekend in California.
Okay.
And she performed a lot of new music. She has a new album coming out next month. And one of the songs, it's called 57.5, and she sang the lyrics, and she even said, I'm only going to sing this one time. Like, so I don't know if she will ever sing it live again, but the lyrics go, I kissed Morgan Wallen. I guess kissing me kind of went to his head. If you want my secret to success, I suggest don't go ATVing with him when you're out west. Chef's kiss. I was like, oh my God, that is so good.
It's pretty specific.
Very.
So they had an ATV date.
I guess.
That sounds like a date that Morgan Wallen would go on.
It really does. It really does. Maybe Lana Del Rey is the one that got away for him.
Oh my gosh.
Or maybe just kissing her kind of went to his head.
So this is a song that she wrote and she performed it, but it's not a track anywhere like on an album or anything like
it
that.
It will be.
It will be. So the Morgan Wallen lyric
song
will be there?
Yeah, actually, I just looked it up. It's, as far as I can tell, it's part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the lyrics. But again, this is her first time performing them.
Gotcha.
So we will find out. I think her album comes out like May 21st. But yeah, this one is called 57.5. And the whole reason for that number is that she has 57.5 million listeners on Spotify. So that's okay. Like one of the lyrics is, I've got 57.5 million listeners on Spotify. It's pretty good.
Well, the ball's in your court, Morgan Wallen. I look forward to that response song.
Yeah, let's see it.
Let's hear your version of that date.
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let's play again. We need someone to play in about 10 minutes. The Q Morning Show.
Don't go anywhere. Confessions, conversations, and Cleveland continue with Bill and Alyssa. This is the Q Morning Show. Cleveland Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Let's meet Cachet in Cleveland. Good morning, Cachet.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for listening and for calling up this morning to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It is a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If it is stuck in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, cachet?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Question number one. What is the name of the force that pulls objects toward the Earth?
Gravity.
Question two. What color is the Energizer Bunny?
White.
Question three. One of her hit songs includes singing Timber with Pitbull back in 2013.
Timber with Pitbull, was it?
It's going down.
Keisha? Is her name Keisha?
Question four. The Masters Golf Tournament was the other week. When someone wins the tournament, what color is their jacket?
I want to say green.
Final question. The headquarters of Hershey Chocolate is located in what state?
Is it Jersey? I'm going to try Jersey.
New Jersey. All right. Cachet.
Yes.
Let's get Alyssa back in the studio, and then I'm going to count up your answers here.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
All right. Let's see. I have 3 correct, Cachet. 3 out of 5.
Okay. Which 2 did I get wrong?
I'll let you know in a second because Alyssa is on her way in here.
Okay.
And then once she answers the questions, once we get her answers, then you'll know exactly which ones you missed.
All right.
Alyssa, it's Cachet in Cleveland.
Good morning, Cachet.
Hi, Alyssa.
And Cachet just went a very impressive 3 out of 5.
Nice. Okay.
So what Alyssa has to do, and we hope she doesn't do it, she needs 3 to tie and 4 to win. Let's go. Question 1. What is the name of the force that pulls objects toward the Earth?
Gravity.
Question 2. What color is the Energizer Bunny?
He's pink.
One of her hit songs includes singing Timber with Pitbull back in 2013.
It's going down. I'm yelling Timber. Actually, I'm yelling Kesha. It's Kesha.
That's 3. The Masters Golf Tournament was the other week. When someone wins the tournament, what color is their jacket?
Oh, is it gold? Or is that just in Happy Gilmore?
Maybe just in Happy Gilmore.
Oh, okay.
it's a green jacket when you win the Masters.
That was my other guess.
Final question. The headquarters of Hershey Chocolate is located in what state?
Pennsylvania.
That is correct. So, the final score today. Oh, Cachet, Alyssa got 4.
All right. I tried.
You did try, and you did very well, Cachet.
You did great.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us. We do have some fantastic prizes for you, so don't go away.
Okay. My name is Cachet, and I just lucked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
APT, Bruno Mars, Rosé. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Thanks for being here. Alyssa went to the Guardians game this past weekend, right?
I did. I ended up going super last minute yesterday. I had one of my really good friends was back in town visiting from Denver, and she wanted to hit up a Guards game. So went to a nice Sunday, sunny afternoon game.
You picked the right game to go to.
Other than the fact that, you know, they lost terribly.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, though, I genuinely don't think that I can get Bryce involved in Cleveland sports. I think that this is what I have come to the conclusion of, because Bryce has said, and he'll be the first one to admit, when he starts to like a team, if he shows up at the games, they're going to lose.
Oh, he's the jinx. He's the black cat.
He is the jinx. And I'm not even joking. We walked in and the Red Sox like got a home run. And I was like, oh, there it is, and it's happening.
This also might be Bryce's way of telling you he's just not interested in going to the games and just saying, I'm the black cat. I'm going to stay home. Well, I have friends that do that.
I've talked to him about, like, the Cavs, right? Because I love the Cavs. I'm much more of a Cavs girl than a baseball girl. And I'm like, I really want you to get into the cabs right now. This is the most fun time. Like, just hop on the bandwagon. Just do it. It's the best time of the year to be a Cavs fan. But now I'm also like second guessing myself, and I'm like, maybe you shouldn't come watch games with me.
No, don't do it.
Maybe you're not welcome here.
Let him start next year if he wants to
be
a Cavs fan.
Maybe I'll have him hold off a little bit longer because, yeah, we got blown out at that game yesterday.
I don't want to chance it.
I mean, like, seriously, the only time that we have seen the Guardians win was the one time that we were rooting against the Guardians.
Mm.
And it's because the Padres were in town. My husband, Bryce, is from San Diego. And do you know that that one game that we wanted the Guardians to lose, they won?
That's how it happens.
That's how it works every single time.
There was an ugly incident at Progressive Field yesterday. Did you happen to witness this?
No.
In attendance?
I didn't see anything. I mean, I wasn't totally paying attention, if I'm being honest, but I didn't see anything.
So this happened, I believe, late in the game. I want to say seventh inning.
I had it out like right around then.
So there's an outfielder for the Red Sox. His name is Jaron Duran. And you may have heard his name if you scroll through Netflix, because there's actually a Netflix documentary about his life. He is someone who is very open to talking about his struggles with his mental health.
Oh.
And he has been very open about how he has had suicidal thoughts and contemplated suicide about 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I guess in the seventh inning, Jaron Duran was up to bat. He flied out, and someone sitting in a really good seat at Progressive Field said something inappropriate to him. We don't know exactly what was said.
I don't want to know.
You could probably guess. It says in quotation, something inappropriate. Duran heard it, and as he walked to the dugout, he knew exactly who said it.
Really?
And was staring at the fan, like would not enter the dugout.
Good.
And he stayed there, like staring at this fan, to the point where the fan became a coward and ran up the steps. And that's where security found him and escorted him out of the stadium. What's going to happen next? I don't know.
See, that bums me out because, like, Cleveland as a city, I'm like, we're so much better than that. I hate anybody walking away from this city without, like, the best feeling ever. So that really bums me out.
It's embarrassing, but
it's super embarrassing.
I will continue to say that a fan like this, because there's bad apples everywhere.
Mm, yeah.
That fan doesn't represent, you know, who we are or who we aspire to be as a city. Not at all. So I don't know what's going to happen to him. Like, I mean, is it too harsh to say lifetime ban? Maybe.
I mean, from working in sports, this is the kind of thing that will get you banned for at least a season.
But I mean, here's Jaron Duran, who's shown, you know, incredible strength and courage by sharing his story with everyone. He deserves not ridicule. He deserves
recognition.
Praise. Absolutely.
Yeah, because especially as a man. I mean, that's something that I'm starting to see more. Like, Teddy Swims has been really vocal about mental health in men. But it's not something that's talked about enough. So when I see it happening, I'm like, yes, we need to lift that person up, not ridicule them.
But this is one of those things, and I've heard this argument my entire life, is if you buy a ticket to a sporting event, do you have the right to yell anything you want from your seat? Yeah. And I will always argue no.
No.
Especially as a father now taking my kids to games. Because I would have to, if my kids would have witnessed that yesterday, I would have had to explain that.
Right.
Where I'm trying to, instill, compassion, empathy, you know, sportsmanship to my kids. I don't want them seeing that. And I would rather that person not be at the game anymore.
Yeah. I would rather them not be there too. Especially as somebody who was in standing room. Only me. Yesterday, I was at that game. I was in standing room only with a bunch of people who were stacking up their cans, drinking all day, and I didn't hear anything like that coming out of standing room. So there's no excuse from behind the dugout.
You should have been in the good seats.
I should have had that seat.
All right, hash it out on the way this morning, the Q Morning Show.
Q104, right after this.